take only one pair of shoes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Take only one pair of shoes. This was the admonition of the Master Jesus as his disciples went out to do their work. And he told them, don't carry a lot of luggage. Don't carry a lot of baggage. Only take one pair of shoes and one robe. And when you take only one pair of shoes and one robe, you won't be encumbered by so many things. Now the disciples were like all of us. They feel, well, they got to get the shaving kit. They got to get their toothbrush. They have to have their shoes and socks. They have to have an extra pair in case they get them dirty or something. And they have to carry along a brush to brush their clothing. They have to carry along all sorts of things. They got to carry along their books so they have something to read. And Jesus suggested to them that if they were going to go out and talk to the people and live the philosophy that they have learned, that rather than taking it from books and rather than taking it from all sorts of things and coming like a clothes horse to visit these people, they should come in one suit, one pair of shoes, and go and visit with these people and greet them and let them know that everything they have is good. Let them know that all the blessings of the universe are theirs because they have everything. They need nothing. And truly, disciples in that fact would need nothing. And people would look at the disciples and they'd say, my gosh, come sleep in my house. Come, let me make a nice bed for you. Come, let me feed you at my table. Come, let me give. And you see, the first step of receiving is to give. When we give, we are open and receptive to receiving. And so when we can get people to share and be loving with us, that's the first step of their receiving. When they share, they have already received us into their presence. They have already received our way of thinking, our way of living, our attitudes into their presence. And so when we do this with others, when we share with others and they accept, we are already giving lovingly, openly, beautifully, and wonderfully. Jesus knew psychology quite well, and he taught his disciples quite well. Teachers do this too. The more you travel around the world, the less paraphernalia you carry. If you need some special clothing or some special thing, you can always buy it. Or you can always wear what you have and make it look pretty. Because the clothing you choose is more universal clothing. The things you choose are more universal and more acceptable. You do not clutter your life with things. To clutter our lives with things means that the things possess us. And when we allow things to possess us, we are not living in principle. We are not living the truth. We are not living the philosophy that we would like to live. That philosophy that teaches us to be ourselves and have fun. Now, we certainly cannot be ourselves and have fun if we're bogged down with a lot of possessions. If we're bogged down with a lot of responsibilities, if we're bogged down with trying to live other people's lives and help other people and do things like that, when we really are being ourselves and having fun, we are doing things that make us happy. And if other people along the way are happy too, that's fine, but that's not our intention. Our intention is to make us happy. And we can be sure, and I can be sure, if I am happy, all the world is happy. If I am delighted, all the world is delighted. I travel the world. I go into people's homes everywhere. I go into nations that are very wealthy and nations that appear to be a little poor. And no matter where I go, the wealthy or the poor all abundantly give me of everything they have. They give me gifts. They give me wonderful things, big and little, meaningful and not meaningful. And I have to say to some gifts, hey, I can't carry that. That's just baggage for me. But I thank you so much for the thought. And I'll carry that thought with me always, and I appreciate it. You see, people in loving meaningfulness want to give us baggage. And we must remember the admonition to take only one pair of shoes. We must remember the admonition to travel light. We must remember the admonition to be not possessed. And when we can do that, then great things happen to us. The lessons that we learn are not always so obvious, are not always so evident to us as we see them. And we don't always know, really, that we're learning a lesson at the time we're learning a lesson. But if we can learn to travel light, to be unpossessed, to not judge others, not to look around and say, oh, what a pretty clothes, pretty dress, or pretty suit they have on, and I wish mine were lovely too. Well, it's your charisma. You're carrying that with you. And wherever you go, when you are the light of the world, the sunshine of your life, then everywhere you go, everyone will look at you and say, wow, what a glorious person. They won't even notice what clothing you're wearing. Wow, what a thoughtful, sensitive, caring person. And they won't even realize that your shoes are dusty. They won't realize that you have come a long way and that you may want to rest a little bit. But they only see your charisma of beauty and goodness. And you have come a long way, and you really don't want to rest. Because you are so filled with life, you're so filled with the freedom from possessions, that you take your rucksack or you take your little bag and take it with you, and you have everything in there you need. And every time you travel, you take less and less and less until you go with just the clothes on your back and the shoes on your feet. And you walk the path of life and find it the most delightful, charming experience that you could ever imagine. And this is what the Master wanted for us. He wanted us to live our philosophy. Whoever we are, live our philosophy and live it, live it, live it every moment that we do. So our suitcases should be getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And when we travel, we should leave at home all that paraphernalia that's not valuable, all that paraphernalia that really is not necessary, and just take whatever it is. My tape recorder is now a disc recorder, and it's just, say, half an inch wide, thick, and about 3 inches long, and an inch and a half wide, and it's just a tiny thing. And it can have 135 hours of talks on it. And goodness, I don't need anything more than that. That and a few batteries, and I'm in business. And if I take my tape recorder along, I'll feel necessary to do something with it. Whereas if I don't take it along, I'll take a walk around and absorb the vibrations of the house, the community, wherever I am. And if I just have my shoes and my one suit, people will look at me and say, what a glorious man, what a glorious person, because I'm not possessed by anything. This is my choice. Take only one pair of shoes. That's a very good statement. And I will do my utmost for the rest of my life to fulfill that idea in me now. Have a lovely day, and know that as you listen to the Bible stories, they speak to you of a universal truth, now and always. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.